We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
To the basket, the slam. For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions. Outright champions.
Bowley three. Goal! Bowley ball.
Left wing. Pow, pow.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Regular season champions and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you, and we're getting ready for a top 11 basketball matchup on national TV coming up tonight. That's right. Terry Johns and Bev Smith, of course, with a 3:30 pregame show and a 4 o'clock tip-off when Oregon faces Arizona in a top 11 showdown in Tucson. Huge game. Huge game for Pac-12 standings. Huge game for national presence for Oregon women's basketball. And honestly, it wasn't rare to have Oregon basketball on national TV last year. We know that because of Sabrina Ionescu and because of Ruthie Hebert and Satu Sabaly. This team had that national firepower. Well, this team is new. Everybody's getting to know the Fab Five freshmen. Big opportunity at 4 o'clock when the Ducks will play in Tucson coming up. Your Facebook comments and questions elsewhere on the show today. Graham Abel, head coach Oregon soccer, is going to join us because they're getting ready for an unprecedented spring season. Supposed to play in the fall normally, and normally spring is kind of like the tune-up period for soccer around the country, but they're getting ready for a full schedule. We'll talk with Graham Abel about what that schedule is. And also, this is going to be an awesome conversation, and I cannot wait to air it for you. Ryan Schmid, former Oregon offensive lineman. Before the Christmas holiday, we got a chance to catch up with him, now working as a CEO in the healthcare sector. Well, you can imagine we talked a little bit about what's going on in the world as he works in healthcare. And also one particular appearance on the Mike Bellotti show that Ryan Schmidt had. A really, really great conversation with a guy who, once a duck, always a duck. It's part of our Bring 'Em Back campaign presented by QSL, where we talk with former Ducks who are now doing great things out in the community. And Ryan Schmidt, we'll hear that interview coming up here in just a little while. And, of course, we do have a men's basketball schedule update for you. The Oregon-UCLA game that was set for Tuesday, January 19th at Matthew Knight Arena has been rescheduled for February 1st in Los Angeles. The game will tip at 2 p.m., will be broadcast by ESPN2. The Ducks will now have a three-game road trip in L.A., so where they'll play UCLA with USC sandwiched in between, all of those games taking place in Los Angeles. So the Bruins will be the opponent for the Ducks on January 28th. Then on January 30th, the Ducks will play USC, and then UCLA again 2 days later. The scheduling pieces just couldn't fall in a way that Oregon could host UCLA, with the game already getting postponed from December 23rd to January 19th, and now to February 1st. So the Ducks will take on the Bruins in a 2- and 3-game stretch. And it might be for the Pac-12 championship. So it's a tough matchup for the Ducks having to go on the road. But as we all know, flexibility is key this season. So the men's basketball program, after announcing on Tuesday that it has paused all team-related activities because of COVID-19 protocols, that means that Arizona State and Arizona, those games have been postponed. But we do know a tip-off time now for Oregon and Oregon State at Matthew Knight Arena that is scheduled for next Saturday, January 23rd. Going to be a 7:30 tip-off on Pac-12 Network. Always check GoDucks.com, and there are a few updated men's basketball tip times and television selections on GoDucks.com now. It is unfortunate, but unfortunately, that's just where we are. And so, wishing everybody in the Oregon men's basketball program a healthy and speedy recovery. I think that everybody can join me in feeling like that. Meanwhile, for women's basketball tonight, though, Ducks and Wildcats tonight at 4. Ari McDonald, one of the best players in the conference. She scores at a high clip. If you keep her under 30, you usually feel pretty good. That's going to be a tough task for Oregon women's basketball in this game. A couple keys to the game, talking with Kelly Graves and having Terry Johns. Terry Johns is the expert, and Bev Smith, they're the experts with their 3:30 pregame show coming up if you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour. Well, it was a really interesting week for the Ducks because they lose back-to-back games for the first time in a long time, but then they just totally obliterate Cal 100-41. And Kelly Graves said the Ducks kind of needed a game like that, get the confidence back. Well, heading into this matchup with Arizona, I got a chance to watch Arizona play Washington State, who's now in the top 25 after Washington State, in overtime, beat Arizona over the weekend. The way they were able to do it, for the most part, they kept Ari McDonald in check, and then it was really, a concerted effort to spread the ball. And the Ducks have done that. And I've heard a few different folks now talk about how Adia Barnes, who's a Wildcat alum, now the head coach at Arizona, now she's kind of modeled what she's doing after what Kelly Graves did here at Oregon. I think this is a fascinating matchup and a huge opportunity for Oregon women's basketball. Those are some of your notes ahead. And I think that this could be the game that we look back come March and be like, that was when Oregon turned the corner. Went on the road, beat a top 11 team. I mean, number 11 versus number 10, this is as good as it gets coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I also think the real X factor for Oregon, and I know a lot of people wondering about Sedona Prince, if she'll be able to go. I'd be surprised if Sedona Prince is able to go tonight. I think the real X factor is Taylor Chavez. Taylor Chavez from the state of Arizona. You know this one means something extra to her. She brings a defensive intensity for the Ducks that I think is going to be paramount in this game, and really in any game, but I think she is always the X factor. The Ducks missed her in that loss to UCLA. I don't think Oregon loses to UCLA if Taylor Chavez is there. She's the X factor. If she can slow down the Wildcats' attack, and she brings that defensive energy that the Ducks need, I like Oregon's chances in this one. I like Oregon's chances. I think they can go into Tucson and they can get a big-time win. All right, we're going to take a timeout a little bit earlier than we normally would on Duck Insider because I want to get to our conversation with Ryan Schmidt, and then we'll continue with Graham Abel, head coach of Oregon Soccer, and talk a little bit more women's basketball. But Ryan Schmidt, it was a great, great conversation, part of Bring 'Em Back presented by QSL. We've got that for you coming up next. So stick with us. You're not going to want to miss it on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. Oregon women's basketball coming up tonight, 4 o'clock tip-off. If you're live with us here in the 1 o'clock hour, and Bev Smith and Terry Johns have a pregame show coming up at 3:30. The Ducks on the road in Tucson. It's a big one. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. Also, Oregon soccer head coach Graham Abel on his way in. But Ryan Schmid, if you don't remember Ryan, he was an offensive lineman for the Ducks and was once featured on the Mike Bellotti show talking about his work, actually, in his church. And that was a big part of his life. We talked about that appearance. We talked about some of his favorite memories, and some of which are really going to make you laugh. We got a chance to catch up with a guy who's once a Duck, always a Duck, in Ryan Schmidt. It's part of Bring 'Em Back, presented by our friends at QSL and Instaprint. Let the friendly staff at Instaprint help you with your next print project. Locally owned and operated by Duck fans, go Ducks. And we go back talking with Ryan Schmidt.
We continue our Bring 'Em Back segment, talking with a guy who I'll say is a true superstar around the community. And Ryan Schmidt doesn't know this, but everybody who comes on the show for the first time, they have to tell their two-minute life story, Ryan. So I didn't prep you for that. I would say I'm sorry, but I'm really not, because we get some of our best interview segments from this. So I am timing you for competition purposes. We have a leaderboard in the studio of who gets closest to 2 minutes. So the two-minute life story of Ryan Schmidt.
Go. That's pretty interesting. Well, I'm sort of a byproduct of blue-collar and white-collar roots, which sort of shows up frequently in my life. I was born in Fort Collins, Colorado. Moved to the Northwest, Portland, because of my dad's job. And I think the only reason that's important is there's sort of a, there's a big cultural shift for me that happened at that point, but sort of always brought the kind of blue collar Northern Colorado part with me. You know, fast forwarding, when I moved to Oregon, I was still a Colorado State Rams fan, believe it or not.
Okay.
That was the Independence Bowl. And it wasn't until I met or it wasn't until I actually toured Oregon on my recruiting trip that I was like, this is the place for me. So I, you know, became a Duck, and I would say, you know, consistently, like, if you look back, I mean, the offensive lineman role was sort of perfect for my personality. Was able to kind of lead through my position as center, but also stay in the background. And I think as you, also I think linemen are particularly people who are like of service to others, you know, and that has been like consistent for me as, you know, I left Oregon, moved to Seattle, started a number of nonprofits in the community, and then started a business in healthcare, all like focused on serving others. And frankly, you know, knocking over 350-pound defensive linemen or trying to slay the healthcare dragon have a lot of similarities. You have to be somewhat insane to try to do both. So there you go. That's my story.
2:04.
Oh, okay.
Well done. Well done. You know, it's funny. I've always joked that basketball players tend to be the best at this because they have, like, the internal shot clock. But I feel
shot
like
– clock, yeah.
But for offensive linemen, it's like play clock, right?
That's
like,
right. That's right.
You know, everybody kind of has this internal dialogue. All right, so as you can imagine, now I have multiple follow-ups. First, tell fans about what you're doing now. I mean, being the CEO in the healthcare industry, I imagine there's a lot of stress that goes into that. But serving others, I know, as you said, a big deal to you. Give fans the sense of what you're doing now. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, when I first moved to Seattle, the intention was to do like nonprofit community development work. But I had absolutely no idea what that actually meant.
Right.
And so I showed up and was an intern at a church. And the first thing that like became, the community I moved to was kind of the marginalized lower economic community, socioeconomically, like more low income. And what was really clear to me was like the sort of physical health disparity in the community. And, you know, part of that probably, you know, coming out of the University of Oregon, I mean, we had the best facility, we had the best of the best, right? I mean, that goes without saying. So all of a sudden to like not have any of it, I just got really passionate about, call it health. So I started a community health and wellness center, and when I say started, I co-started also a pediatric and behavioral health clinic, and then did some affordable housing, kind of recognizing the sort of biopsychosocial nature of health. All of that was great. I mean, those organizations are still thriving today. I don't have anything to do with them. They've all done much better since I got out of the way. but I kind of like, I realized to have the kind of impact I wanted to have, I needed to be able to scale up more than I could do in those contexts. And also, like, it's just like everything else in life, you got to follow the money. So, you know, I could continue to address it as from sort of this grassroots nonprofit standpoint, or I could try to like actually really impact the system at large. And that really led to starting what's called Vera Whole Health. So we are advanced primary care. We started out by contracting with employers directly and would operate primary care centers for their employees. The idea being most people, 80 to 90% of the care they ever need can be delivered through primary care. But the way that the system has worked, you get that same care through a specialist who can charge 5 times more because that, you know, that feeds the beast. And so by being able to like provide higher quality care, you can also strip a lot of cost or waste out of the system because we're not aligned to any particular facility. You can both like impact the health of individuals, but then the more players like Vera that do that, the more the whole ecosystem starts to shift towards value. And you've seen that like more than ever through COVID-19. I mean, traditional fee-for-service primary care practices are like on the brink of collapse. Meanwhile, like value-based arrangements have continued to thrive through this landscape by simply doing the right thing for people. So, you know, it's all been part of that kind of same genesis story that I shared with you.
Well, I'll tell you, it's fascinating. I mean, and just as somebody who is right in the same, I guess, wheelhouse as you in terms of thinking about it from a value perspective, thank you. I hope that more people will do that. So Ryan Schmidt is our guest. You know, this is great, Ryan. I'm kind of curious that obviously you're a successful businessman. Do you utilize things that you learned playing football and being a competitor on the field? You mentioned that it fit your personality, being an offensive lineman, working as kind of a caregiver in some ways. Do you have some of those lessons that you still use in your business life today?
Oh, yeah. I'll share a couple of things with you. Well, first off, you know, I've heard many of my peers from University of Oregon say the same thing, which is like the number of times the quotes from our position coach, Neil Zimbukos, like just kind of come out of our mouth like vomit as an adult. Like, it's shocking, especially because every one of us took a pledge that we would like never quote this guy. And it happens regularly, especially with my kids. I have a 6 and 7 year old, and last week they got the self-pity is the overindulgence of one's ego. Yeah. And like, I grounded myself. I was like, I can't believe I just said that. So like, here's the first thing that came to mind when you asked that question. There was we started the company in March of 2008, which if you remember was like exactly the worst possible time to start a business.
Yeah.
I mean, it just couldn't have been worse timing. And we, the markets really started to collapse in September, kind of end of September of that year. So here we were, you know, we were a 6-month-old company with maybe 4 months of cash left. And we were like 40% of our revenue just evaporated overnight. Like we were on the verge of collapse. And, you know, that kind of set off a pretty long, like 3-year journey of just sort of trying to stay alive. And at the end of that, I very specifically, you know, I had a decision to make. Every advisor I had was telling me to cut bait and just, you know, shut the business down, cut my losses. I mean, I was in a deep, deep hole that would have been pretty brutal. But, I remember thinking, and actually my best friend was a wrestler at Oregon, actually Tony Overstake, he's still around. And I was talking to him about this and I was explaining, you know, the problem is like with football, you know, eventually the game ends and there's a winner and a loser. And in life, it's not that clear, right? Like there's no, when is it over? How do you know when to shut it down? And he's like, well, what do you mean when is it over? And I was like, well, he's like, are you still operating? I'm like, yes. He's like, are there chains on the door because like the police came to shut you down? I'm like, no. He's like, well, as far as I can tell, that means it's not over, you know? And it was sort of that, like, gosh, you're right, you know? And even though, I mean, even my board chair at the time was like, who had invested money in the business and everything, he was like, you really ought to get out of this thing. It's not going anywhere. And it was definitely that, like, I'll call it grit that you develop, being a student athlete, that compelled me to keep going. And, you know, we turned the corner and wouldn't be doing what we're doing today, if that hadn't happened. So, you know, that's definitely one thing. I also think, like being an offensive lineman in particular, or really football in general, like everybody has a role to play. And our, you know, Coach Zoom always used to say, like, don't be a hero. Meaning, like, if you've got A gap responsibility and you see someone flash through, you know, B gap, you better stay with it. Don't, like, you can't try to do both or else you let them both through, right? And the same is true in like business and life. And I'll regularly say to people, like, don't be a hero. You know, like trust your teammate and like do your job. And then if everybody does that, you kind of find that flow that we experienced certainly my senior year, where it's like it almost turns easy. That I could probably go on and on, but those are two pretty clear lessons.
I thought that was pretty cool, hearing about how football applied in the business world for Ryan Schmidt. I should say that not only did we do that interview before I cut my quarantine hair, we also did the interview before the face covering new policy went into effect, where, well, we don't need to get into the details, but the point is that we've got the face coverings on now, so I should have said that before we press play on the interview. Ryan Schmidt coming up, part two. You heard him mention how good that senior year for him was.
some context on that when we come back, because there's a one particular play in a Fiesta Bowl that Ryan doesn't really have a great memory of, actually. We'll tell you about that next. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics. Because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. He joined us via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line, Ryan Schmidt, former Oregon offensive lineman. We went on to talk about that storied senior year that he participated in, of course, with Joey Harrington, a certain Fiesta Bowl. We talked about all of that, and it's part of our Bring 'Em Back campaign presented by our friends at Instaprint. And let Instaprint help you with your next print project. Locally owned and operated by Duck fans, go Duck. So we continue our conversation from our Bring 'Em Back campaign with Ryan Schmidt.
All right, I got to ask you, too, you know, just you talked about your senior year, 97 to 01. I should have said that earlier when you were here at Oregon. Do you have some favorite memories from your time playing? I mean, any that popped to your mind right away?
Yeah. It's really interesting. There are... Like, it happens in flashes for me. You know, I'm still close with Joey Harrington. And that guy, I don't know. I mean, he can remember every play in detail. And I, like, I don't even remember the scores of games. I mean, like, I honestly have so little memory of the details. But what I remember, like, the kind of events. So a few that, like, just come to mind. When Josh Frankel kicked the winning field goal, I'm like, I think it was triple overtime or something. Yep. In Austin. That was absolutely incredible. And I remember, like, the fans rushed the field thinking, like, I was getting hit way harder, like, after the game by my own fans than I ever got hit during a game. So that was one. That was a pretty special win, though. I remember Arizona State down there when all they had to do was take a knee. And somehow Michael Callier stripped the ball, and I can't remember what happened after that. Peel scored, I think maybe. Yeah. Went to overtime and we won. I mean, that was, I looked at one of my teammates who, like, this was all a joke. I need to be really careful about that. But we had a very friendly relationship, and, like, he teased me for being Christian and I teased him for not. And I looked at him after Callier stripped the ball, and I'm like, you believe in God now? It was a joke, to be very clear. It was a total joke, and we laughed, and we still laugh about that. I remember the UCLA game. I think that was also our senior year, where wasn't it Peel again that scored on like fourth down? And I remember after that play, this, I shouldn't say this out loud, but I'm like, oh man, I thought it was third down. You know, that happens. One of the stories I tell the most often was Holiday Bowl. We got down, so I started at center at that game, and you know, I got over ball. Jim Adams, who was just like the goofiest guy you'll ever meet, he started at guard, left guard, and Sean Rogers and Casey Hampton lined up in like, you know, tight double gap. And I'm thinking, I'm not so sure I'm going to survive the next 3 hours. I've never seen men that big in my life. And Jim Adams, he looks at Sean Rogers and he goes, fee, fi, fo, fum, what beanstalk do you fall from? And Sean's like, Sean goes, what? I like dove at his knees as hard as I possibly could. And then later in that game, we were running like kind of that swinging gate blocking scheme that we had, 740, I think we called it. And I was playing guard at this point, and so I'm kind of peeling back, and Casey Hampton came over the top of our center and was like, you know, he was chasing Joey, who was peeling left. And I saw Hampton, and I thought, like, this is going to be the ultimate, like, kill shot of my entire career, you know, ESPN, like, da-da-da-da-da-da, kind of in my head. And I peel back, and I'm like, every ounce of power that I could muster went into laying this guy out. At the last second, he saw me out of the corner of his eye, and with one hand, he hit me so hard in the chest that I ended up like 6 feet off the ground, parallel to the ground, and I bounced twice. Like, I literally like ball. I mean, I didn't even slow him down, and he only had to hit me with one hand. And I remember just laying there laughing, like, that's the difference between the men and the boys. Oh my gosh. Dude, that was fun in film, by the way. I think Zoom rewound that like 20 times.
I can imagine if you were playing in today's world, that would have been a GIF. That would have been a GIF loop.
For sure. It probably still is out there. Yeah, I've got a lot of good ones like that, man. I made a lot of mistakes.
But you can laugh about them now, right? That's
for sure.
A good thing. Hey, so quickly, because I've asked this to a couple other people that have played center, the center's the smartest guy on the field, right?
Obviously.
Good. I'm glad we're on the same page. Would Joey Harrington agree with you?
Absolutely.
Good. Good. Ryan Schmidt, our guest. Hey, tell us a little bit about what you've done in your church community, Ryan. And the reason I bring this up, and I did prep Ryan for this, he knows this is coming. We went back to the old archives, if you will, and you were featured on the Mike Bellotti Show discussing your work as a minister in 2001. So I wanted to ask you about that, just how much that has played a role in your life. And I know that's been probably a very important aspect in having some of that faith to build the grit toward being a successful businessman. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. Yeah, I would start by saying this. I think my faith is still like absolutely central to who I am. I understand it quite a bit differently today than I did then. I would say that at the time of that interview, I thought about like the service that I was going to be doing as more, unfortunately, probably more like hierarchical. Meaning like I'm here to help you. And what I realized was how like misguided that was. And actually the whole point is like community. And I realized I was so humbled when I moved into my community because I have received infinitely more than I could possibly give. Just like the love, the support, the like, I mean, I could go on and on and on. And so that was really, really impactful for me. And in particular, kind of recognizing that sort of like the privilege that not just as a white male, but like just in general in life that I kind of brought to the table, and how I needed to sort of be more of an advocate for folks who didn't have that, but also not in a way that is like, there's such risk in like taking a like I'm better than or hierarchical approach to service. And I love like the difference of like community versus charity. Mm-hmm. Charity is like, I'm giving to you, you need my help. Community is like, it's reciprocal. And I have found myself like, now I would say like my kind of faith expression is much more rooted in community than charity. And that, you know, that was a pretty important shift for me. I've learned more and I've received more than, you know, I could in a million lifetimes ever offer up.
Well, I'll tell you, I think everybody listening is going to agree with this. Ryan, you're a giver, and you're a caring individual, and thanks for doing what you do. And also, as they say, once a duck, always a duck. Thanks for being a duck. We're sure glad that you came to Oregon, especially because now we can go find our, in the modern day, we can find you bouncing on the ground twice and hopefully make a gif out of it.
I'm sure you will, and I'll probably laugh harder than anybody.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Ryan Schmidt, thank you so much for doing this. I gotta just tell you, this has been a real joy to catch up with you, and hopefully we'll have you on campus as an Order of the O honorary captain, or if you're on campus and you want to come by and be our guest picker on our Friday show when we do picks, sir, you are more than welcome. Thanks so much for doing this. I know you're busy, and I really appreciate you taking the time. This has been fun.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, I have to qualify everything I'm about to say with, we tried to find that video of Ryan bouncing twice, and Scott and I struck out. And by Scott and I mean Scott. Scott is the keeper of the archives, and Scott could not find the video of Ryan Schmidt bouncing twice in that game. And we thought for sure that it would be on our archives. The computer in the corner of this room is like the archive machine.
Yeah.
And we could not find it. So, Ryan, it will not be immortalized in GIF form forever. I can almost promise that.
Not yet.
Ryan Schmidt was our guest, brought to you by Bring 'Em Back and the QSL and Instaprint team. Locally owned and operated by Duck fans. Go Ducks. And really, seriously, thanks to QSL and Instaprint for sponsoring this segment. Missy, the CEO, is a former Duck. She played softball here at Oregon, and so it's obviously near and dear to her heart. And it's been a lot of fun for us to talk with folks like Ryan Schmidt and have some great conversations. Up next, a current Duck. Graham Abel's going to join us. Head coach Oregon soccer. He's here, at least via Zoom, on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. Coach, bear with us. Quick timeout. And when we come back, we're talking all things Oregon soccer. It's going to be the latest start to an Oregon soccer season, well, really ever. We're talking about that next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see, every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. Joining us is Graham Abel, head coach, Oregon Soccer. Coach, so good to talk with you on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. First of all, since we last talked, we now are getting ready for a season. And that's got to feel pretty good, right? There's some optimism in the air around this athletic department and around every athletic department right now.
Yeah, no, it feels great. I mean, it feels, you know, we've, you know, managed to put together a schedule, you know, obviously back in training now. And so there's some normality coming back to it. So it's great.
Catch fans up on where your squad is at, Coach. You know, the onboarding process, what you guys did over the fall and now into the winter. Just catch fans up on where the team's at right now.
So we had a really good fall. You know, we were obviously limited. We were still in our non-contact phase just because of, you know, through all the restrictions and things like that. But our kids did an amazing job, you know, in terms of adjusting to it. And we were able to get some really productive things done. And then they were away from us for about 6 weeks. We gave them a bit of a break there for a couple of weeks to decompress and focus on academics. And then they hit them with a four-week plan to bring them back to a good physical place. Then we got back in Eugene. We did the 1 week of onboarding, which, again, they did amazing with. The department's got great policies in place. And now, you know, I think it was on Monday we started up again, and we were into a somewhat of a regular training phase, which was great. So, I mean, it's been 9 months, something like that since we last trained properly together in terms of contact and things like that. So kids are in a great place, and, you know, we're looking forward to getting the ground running.
And this is totally the first year that you signed up for, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's yeah, it was an interesting year, but, you know, we've done things, as you know, the right way, and, you know, we haven't let it affect us too much in terms of the things we wanted to get done in terms of building relationships and coaching the kids. So it's like I always say, we'll keep moving forward no matter what.
That's right. That's all you can do. Oregon soccer head coach Graham Abel, our guest. Did you find that after what clearly was a stressful fall for your student athletes, that 6 week break was really important? Did you find them kind of rejuvenated when they got that break a little bit?
Yeah, it was awesome. I think, you know, you've got to take a break. You know, I told them, I said, don't even look at a soccer ball for 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Don't even consider doing it. Take a break, you know, do what you do, go hike, whatever it is, you know, snowboard, skiing, whatever it is they like to do in their off season. And take the break and relax. And then, you know, when we get back to it, we'll get back to it, you know, really hard. And, you know, they've missed it. You know what I mean? They've said that, you know, they've verbalized that they've missed it. And, you know, we like to have fun around here. It's not just, you know, it's not serious. It's fun. It's competitive. And we've created that. And the kids are really buying into it, which is awesome.
Coach, getting to know you, it seems like you have zero fun. Zero fun, sir.
No fun at all in my life. No laughing at all. So
I was going to say, sometimes I can hear him from across the building. I can hear the Coach Abel laugh. You mentioned that you guys got rolling on Monday. So what does practice look like now? What does training look like now compared to a regular season? Is it closer to what would be normal if that is such a thing anymore?
Yeah, it's pretty close. I mean, we've still got to, you know, maintain the 6 feet of distance when we can. And, you know, we're talking to the team, et cetera. And if we do any type of video, you know, we've got to be in a specific room, which, you know, we've been real fortunate the department's worked with us to get us a space that's big enough to house the entire team and keep everyone 6 feet apart and keep with the physical distancing and things like that. You know, face coverings are still on during training, which at this point now, everyone's used to it.
Yeah.
So from And outside of that, it's been pretty normal. So it's been great.
What's the team look like then? Now we can start talking about the good stuff, right? What's your breakdown of your squad right now?
Physically, they're in a great place. You know, that was one of the things coming in. I felt as though if we could make huge strides physically, then that would give us a bump right away. And, you know, I've said this before, but, you know, our sports science team here, our medical team do an outstanding job with preparing our athletes to play the way that we want to play. So physically, we're in a great place. We made really great technical strides over the 12 months, to be quite honest with you, even when we were in that non-contact phase. And so we look sharp. I mean, from a training standpoint, we've got after it right away. And we brought them back slowly for the first couple of days just to make sure no tweaks or pulls or no injuries and things like that. So Wednesday, we got into it for the first time. It's in the proper contact. And they look good. They look good. A few little tweaks here and there. We spoke about it this morning over watching video. A few little tweaks here and
there. Uh-oh. We've lost it.
Enjoying it, which is amazing.
Oh, he's back. Good. We lost you for just like 3 seconds, but it's okay. You're back now. Technology has recovered, and that's what we want. Graham Abel, Oregon Soccer Head Coach, still with us. Go ahead.
How you can lose me? We're only like 20 feet apart.
I know. I was going to say, this is the world that we're in now, because in order to maintain the appropriate distancing, Coach is doing this from his office. You guys can see Autzen in the background. If I had X-ray vision, I'd have the same view of Coach's office as he would. So this is the world that we're in now. Coach, in all seriousness, you did add a heck of a player to your roster, and I wanted to talk about it. Lexi Romero, she was the 2019 Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. Break down what she brings to your squad.
You know, she's a great person. Personality fit. We had the initial telephone Zoom conversations with her and her family, you know, and she was looking for a different environment. And what we, what we presented to her about what is our environment here at Oregon, you know, it fit exactly what she was looking for. So goal scorer, she obviously got the pedigree of scoring the goals that she did and creating the chances that she did at Air Force. So bringing that into what we already have, I mean, you know, we're fortunate already. Jordan Warmdahl, Maggie Lacey, Ali Cook, Zoe chipped in the goals. Eden, we were able to get Callan earlier in the summer and stuff. So those groups of student athletes we had already, we were really fortunate to have. And then to add Lexi to that group as well, it just gives us even more firepower up top and allows us to really go at teams and attack teams. So great addition to the group and makes us even more competitive in the areas up top.
You know, looking at it on paper, you mentioned Callan Harrington there. She's one of the best players in the state of Oregon history. You look at the high school numbers, the amount of goals that she scored. She's a record holder for goals scored in her high school career. You add Lexi Romero. You mentioned the student athletes that are already on campus. I get the sense, Coach, looking on paper, even though they haven't played together yet in a game, that the offense could be a real strength for this team, and scoring goals could be a real strength for this team.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to be an exciting team. I mean, we're Oregon, right? So it's, you know, everyone else around us here, well, football does, basketball does, all our other programs, you know, we're a school that's exciting, and that's what we want to reflect that, you know what I mean, when we play. So, you know, I don't want to take anything away from our goalkeepers have been outstanding, our back line, the work that Rachel's done with them has been outstanding, our midfielders, you know, cover tremendous, you know, distances in practice and in some of the smaller games that we've played. So, you know, we're looking for a well-rounded unit, but one that likes to play in the front foot and attack.
Other standouts in training, and I asked this kind of as a two-part question. Anybody that pops out that you've been impressed with their leadership on the field, and then also some of your focuses now as you gear up for the start of the season. Now, what do you feel like your team needs to get better at?
I got to give a special shout out to both of our goalkeepers, you know, Charlotte Brisley and Leah Freeman. You know, they had an outstanding fall. I mean, really outstanding. Thomas Osborne, who works with our goalkeepers, you know, he had done a really, really good job with them. And, you know, I'm kind of biased with that piece, you know, obviously, because I've, you know, done in the past, I've worked with goalkeepers significantly as well. And but he done an outstanding job with them, and both of them are terrific, and they've carried that on, you know, the past couple of days, the both of them have been outstanding. But for us, in terms of how we kind of shift in terms of what we're looking at right now, we, you know, because we can get into the contact phase now, we can start to do things a little bit more live, you know, get to some 11v11 stuff, get to some situational stuff that we can really start to look at the rules that we put in place in from a playing perspective in the fall, and now getting them to transfer over now that we're playing live. So it's exciting to over the next couple of weeks before we get to our first game to see if they can transfer over and little tweaks and that we need to make within that.
Dare I ask about a schedule with everything that has been so fluid? As we all know, it's changed so much. Do you have any updates for fans on scheduled games and when things are going to get rolling, what conference season could look like in this unprecedented year?
Yeah, we'll get rolling February the 7th. I won't give the opponents out just yet. I don't know if it's all signed, sealed, and delivered through contracts and stuff. But February the 7th will be our opening game. And then we'll open up the Pac-12 on February the 26th. So it'll be a 16-game schedule is what we have set up right now, you know, barring anything, you know, any cancellations or anything like that that may happen. So it's, you know, I think it's 8 home games, I think it is, that we have. So here in Eugene. So it's just exciting to have a schedule, get our kids out in the field. And, you know, and the great thing about games is it's going to present us with a, you know, a number of challenges, gives us, you know, a ton of coaching points that we can continue to evolve as a group and coach and teach these kids to get to where we want to get to.
Soccer's always the first program to get going at Oregon, the first around the country to start. And I know, Coach, it always seems like you guys have such a limited amount of practice time to get going into a regular season. Do you have any more time? Does it feel like you've had more time because you had the training in the fall and through the winter and now some weeks to build up? Or am I even asking a question that you've even given any thought to yet?
It was, you know, I felt for us, it was, we had to take advantage of what we had. You know, I think we've had this, you know, talk with you in the hallway. It was, you know, we have to find a way to move forward. We have to take advantage of what's going on right now. And the fact that we had all of our student athletes with no games involved, so we could train them a certain way. We could really, you know, help them technically, really teach and coach them from a tactical standpoint and really make them better. So, and that's what's exciting about the games, is to see, okay, has it worked? We feel as though it has, you know, in all facets of their game. So the games now give us that piece to see, okay, where are we at? And, you know, what additional tweaks do we need to make? So I'm really proud of our student athletes, because they, you know, it could have gone one or two ways, right? You know, and you know, academically, they continue to excel. The culture's unbelievable academically, and athletically, they've started to grow, and they've grown as individuals. So it's awesome to see, and it's awesome to be a part of.
I love it. Graham Abel, head coach, Oregon soccer coach, I wish you the best of luck in the build-up toward the season. Can't wait to see you guys back in action, and can't wait for you to get out there and make your official debut. It's been a long time coming, Coach.
Been a long time, I know. I keep telling everyone, a year unbeaten. So,
first undefeated head coach in the history of Oregon in a single season, right? Well done, Graham Abel. Thanks for taking the time. I always appreciate it. I look forward to hopefully bumping India again, at least in the figurative sense, over the next few months.
Awesome. Thanks, Joey. Appreciate it, buddy.
Graham Abel, head coach, Oregon soccer, kind enough to join us. All right, when we come back, we're actually going to switch gears, talk a little bit about men's tennis, because they've got some preseason rankings, and Nils Schielander has put together a heck of a squad. That's next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon.
We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, and today's show brought to you by Hoodoo. Every Thursday at Hoodoo, you can ski and ride from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for only $25. Check out Hoodoo.com for webcams, and they'll see you, well, maybe today or next Thursday, discounted rates at Hoodoo. Joey Mack here with you. My thanks to Graham Abel. My thanks to Ryan Schmid for joining us. A really busy show today. Before we talk a little men's tennis, this has been a pretty cool endeavor. John Britt, current student at the University of Oregon, he made it to the Sweet 16 of the Level Next Collegiate Esports Series. He's a competitive Madden player, goes by Mr. Football 88, current Oregon student, made it to the Sweet 16. 300 different schools participated in this thing. And there's a chance actually for some prize money for some current students, and he is the real deal. Made it to the Sweet 16. Featured over 1,000 students in this tournament. Pretty darn cool. So congratulations to John Britt making it all the way through the Level Next tournament in Madden and into the Sweet 16. That's pretty darn awesome. Meanwhile, for men's tennis, some preseason rankings have been revealed. The Ducks got a trio of rankings with the release yesterday of the preseason player rankings. Individually, Joshua Carlton and Emmanuel Koss have been really, really good in their careers, and it looks like that's going to continue. At least that's what the pundits think. As number 36 in the country, or excuse me, number 30 in the country, I'm getting ahead of myself, for Joshua Carlton, and number 76 for Emmanuel Koss. Meanwhile, the Ducks have a newcomer in Ryoma Matsushita, who will be at number 54 in the double rankings, along with Joshua Carlton. That's pretty darn cool for the Ducks. Carlton posted a 19-0 overall record during the shortened 19-20 season, including a 9-4 mark in dual play, and he was 7-4 in the number one spot for the Ducks lineup, reached as high as number 14 in the singles rankings for men's tennis across the country. And during the fall tournament season, Carlton advanced to the second round of the ITA National Fall Championships, beat four ranked players, and was an ITA All-American. That's pretty darn awesome. Neil Shelander is one of the longest tenured coaches at Oregon now, and he just has consistently had great players. And it seems like men's tennis has just consistently, steadily been getting better and better, and now making it a long way into the NCAA tournament. You just got to love what Neil Shelander has done. And he also gave us the Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer and John McEnroe signed U.S. Open ball. Remember this? That's awesome. Absolutely awesome from Nils Schielander from the U.S. Open. Great stuff, and I always love when Coach Schielander, he emailed me, and he actually, it was a Facebook comment, and then he emailed me, and he said, we got to get you a tennis ball on your desk, and I've got just the one. Coach came in and dropped it off, and I just went, Coach, we can't display that on the desk. And he goes, yeah, you can.
There's no racket.
Well, and the funny thing, though, is I believe Nils' exact words, Coach Schielander's exact words were, I've got more.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. Absolutely love it. All right, hey, women's basketball today, 4 o'clock, 3:30 pregame show with Terry Johns and Bev Smith. Top 11 matchup. We'll recap all of that tomorrow on Duck Insider. See you then.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.